Welcome to the world of Vala, an actual play tabletop podcast which uses the World of Vala system created by Entertainment Stew. Last time on the World of Vala Ties That Bind, the group went through another exciting week at the Arcanum, learning more about their growing magical abilities. Ending the week learning about the different types of druidic bonds that are in existence. Now our group finds ourselves at another weekend, ready to take on Alexandria. Chapter 15, A Wise Man's Fear. There are three things all wise men fear: the sea in storm, a night with no moon, and the anger of a gentle man. Patrick Ruthless. Firemoot, year 10,121, day 18. So, before we can get into the episode proper, you guys did training on your own off camera this past episode. And you also went to the store, bought equipment. Some of us made decisions about things we're putting on our body.
Why is that so vague?
So, we're going to go around the table and you guys are going to quickly go through everything that you accomplished. Josimar.
So Ivan, during the week, he trained with the spirits. Nothing has been accomplished yet, but it will in the future. He also went ahead and bought a breathing mask at the store, at the request of Ziomaris. And he also ordered some upgrades to his padded armor. And so he groomed his horse early in the week, and he got a Kirin horsetail. And the Wings of Ananas that he got from what felt like ages ago, probably only 2 weeks ago at this point. So now he has padded armor that gives him wings, essentially, that he can turn on and off.
I love that.
Right?
Okay.
Hi. Yeah. So, this weekend's been very busy. I was able to, I learned the enforcement rune component from Orion. I also had, having the enforcement rune, I was able to use the demon rune that we got, that we learned about way back, to make a new rune called Crisis. Also, I had my spirit learn, I also got a breathing mask at the request of Orion, at the request of Ziomaris. I also have an anonymous grill for my spirit Mia. Also, I had Mia learn Primal Instinct. Also, I got a tattoo. That's the crisis room. Also, sorry. I feel like I did not organize this in a proper way. But I got a tattoo. The crisis room tattoo, because for class. And the crisis room only works if it's actually permanent on your body. But Damien, I also had him learn minor illusion spells. And Igor, I had learned disorientation technique spells.
Where is your tattoo?
I have it on my thigh. Nice neutral area.
That's right.
I can hide from my parents.
Wonderful. Ziomaris.
It's my turn. Hi. Ziomaris spent all his money. Ziomaris spent so much of his money. no longer 2 gold. Ziomaris commissioned a glaive using the Fujin horn from their recent fight and used the bound rune so they could call it back to him. They also commissioned a goggles in the form of a visor for himself using the Ananas carapace we got. And because he has an Ananas, he gets an additional Ananas carapace and Ananas claw. He used his additional Ananas carapace to make an earring with an enduring rune in it. And also upgraded his padded armor with the Ananas claw, as well as bought a breathing mask and a trap making kit. For training, Ziomaris learned clear thought, the magi component Gust and the magi component Temporary Health. Lilith learned the first initial step of the Windblade technique, and Samael the Ananas learned Shadow Mist and the magi component Accelerate. You would not think that the Ananas is a better one at runes, but he is.
Samael putting in the work.
Really.
But keep around here.
Yeah. And now I only have 32 silver left. And a handful of bronze.
Wait, you only have 32 left? I have at least 2 gold, 76 silver, and 99 bronze.
See, you see, commissioning the glaive and the 2 Ananas carapace things were pricey.
That's fair. I didn't get any weapons this time around.
The glaive was like one entire gold.
Yeah, the thing is, I used to have 2 gold. The tattoo and the Ananas growth for my spirit took it all. Those were each a gold. So.
But yeah.
So, that's great. You guys got a lot of stuff done this week. What are your plans for the weekend? Like, you guys are all, it's 7 o'clock. Are any of you guys actually up? Like, are you guys just, like, chilling?
I'm up. I only need 4 hours of meditation.
Ivan had a very busy week, so he's sleeping in as far as he needs to.
Okay.
Jamaris is in the process of waking up.
So what are you guys like looking forward to this weekend?
Gang activity.
Okay. So
hanging out with my spirit.
As you guys are like in the process of getting up already, you hear a loud knock on the door.
Huh.
Now Ivan's alert and awake.
I'm so sorry.
No. I was just saying Ivan's alert and awake, and so he just bolts straight up because he hears it and it was very loud.
Like a cop knock?
Yeah, how's the knock?
Or is it like an assertive friend knock?
Can I roll an investigation or something?
For the type of knock?
Yeah, I didn't know. The thing is, if you live in this house, you're not knocking hard.
Roll an insight for the type of knock. Is this a school official, possibly? We're not going to do all that. See how Mars goes to the door?
It's better.
So, as you open the door, you find a Territory.
Oh.
With blonde feathers that are cascading down their hair, and down their head. Giant blonde wings, dark skin, and deep red eyes as they look into your house.
Hello? Can I help you?
Is Damien home?
Who's asking?
Roll charisma.
am I anywhere near them? Can I?
And I got a 5.
I'm also.
You're not there.
I'm not there.
No.
Oh, never mind.
I guess.
No, that's fair.
Hello.
I got a 6.
Huh. God dang!
I
got a 2+4.
Can Lilith assist?
Obnoxious. Assist with what?
I don't know.
I guess Lilith is constantly hanging out with me. Lilith assists!
Okay. Yeah! Boom!
It's been a factor.
Ah. Well, alright. Would you like to, we're gonna roll an insight on whether or not Xiomaris has her way outside the door or lets her step inside our home. I got a nat 20 on that one, so, well, that was
Did she pass the vibe
useless.
Check?
Did she pass them?
What'd you get?
I got a nat 20 to figure out whether I should let her into my home to wait or keep her standing outdoors.
The thing is, she doesn't see like a threat.
She doesn't.
And then, like, as you're inciting, you also notice that, like, Eve is getting out of a car behind her.
Alright, so. We'll just let her in. You can come inside while you wait.
Okay. And they walk past you. They walk into the kitchen area.
Are you, hungry?
No, just seeing where my money is put to use.
Oh, well, help yourself if you like. I'll run. I'll be right back. Zemos runs to go find Damien. Oh, wait. He also calls out to Eve. Hey.
Or Master, hey.
Also, I need a little bit more twang on that one. It just kind of leaves the door open for
her. Oh, see Morris.
Come on in. I gotta run and go grab someone real quick. We have guests.
Oh, this person, they wanted to talk to, like, they wanted to have a meeting with us. They found me walking over here this morning.
Oh, well, wonderful. Do you mind keeping them company, I guess, or not? It's really up to you. I'm about to go grab Damien.
No, I don't mind. You should probably also grab the rest of the party.
Oh, well. And Zeomaris does that. Boom.
And now look at me. I've emerged.
Ivan has, like, because he's still in wake-up mode, so he's, like, emerging from the bathroom, toothbrush still in his mouth, brushing.
I'm reading. I'm doing runic studies. Yeah, I'm not wasting time. 7 a.m., I'm out here grinding.
Okay. So I guess Ivan asks, like, why are we up so early? What's going on?
There's someone at our home. She mentioned something about being our benefactor. Not ours, Damien's.
Is Damien there in the...
You haven't found Damien yet. Because I'm assuming you're searching the house.
The general grounds.
Alright.
I let Vera know that I'm searching for Damien. No point not being efficient about this.
Yeah, can I telepathy Damien and be like, hey, where are you?
He just sits where he's at.
Oh, okay. Let me sense where he's at then.
Rolling nature.
nature. Let's see what I got a 14.
Yeah, you know where he's at. He's in the mines.
The mines.
With the Anonis?
I'll take care of that. We go to the mines.
Did we all go to the mines?
I mean, if you want.
Okay. We'll all go to the mines.
We'll go to the mines.
Wait a second. Y'all might want to grab your breathing masks.
If we grab our breathing masks.
I don't know what kind of mood semi-ill is in today.
Thank you for letting us know, Zimbaris.
Yeah.
Don't forget the duck.
You're right.
We're friends. Look at us. We're bonding.
As you guys are walking down the stairs of the mine that you guys have when you're in your court, you're hearing a constant clink as if someone's mining.
I'm sorry. I just imagine him in Minecraft. Just clink, tick, 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 tick.
I'm almost close to these diamonds.
I'm sorry. That's silly.
And so, as you get down there, it's very dark in the mines. There's no light lit. Yep. But everyone has dark vision, right?
Yeah.
Mostly.
Why are you looking at me? Why are you looking at me?
Roll a perception to see what you guys see.
7.
I rolled a 7.
Got a 21.
I got 11. You said a perception check, right?
Yes.
I got a 12. Imperial.
So the person who sees all of this is actually Vera.
Ironic.
Yeah.
You see what seems to be the Ananas on, like, two of its... On its, like, standing up on two legs.
Mm-hmm. That's the little hind paws. Yeah. Things.
I tell everyone what I see. Like, oh, is this normal? I've never been near an Ananas. I'm not sure.
Yeah, is this normal Ananas behavior?
Not really. Hey, Zuar starts walking up to Samael. We're gonna say that we're the habit of speaking very gently to Samael. Hey, Samael, buddy, you all right? What's going on?
And as you walk up closer, you realize that it's trying to bite down on something.
Hey! The franticness of seeing your dog eat something
else. That's what I was supposed to say.
And then, like, Samael, like, flips around towards you, and you realize that it's Damien holding a pickaxe, as Samael's trying to bite down on Damien's head.
Hey, now, you quit that! And then Zeobars runs forward to put his hands on, like, to make contact with Samael, so he can use clear thought.
Okay.
Boom. It doesn't take mana, so I just
roll.
Boom.
Arcana.
Please, sir. I've already done enough damage to my friend.
Alright. And we got a 19.
Nice.
That's good. That's good. It's already calm.
Why are you doing this?
Hey, what's up, everyone?
Well, good morning.
Damien, what are you doing here?
Are you, playing with Samael?
Yeah, but, like, I'm mostly just mining. Like, I thought we should get a bigger mine.
Right.
That's fair.
You're more pat, Samael. You like that. A little bit more space, wouldn't you, bud?
You're, as you put your hand, you hear the grumbling of the Ananas rumbled throughout the entire room. You feel the room kind of shake with the vibrations.
Yeah, you need more space. Put both hands on and start rubbing it.
Why are you guys standing so far away? As Damien looks at Vera and Ivan.
Yes.
Just the natural fear of death. I'm good.
What? Nah. It was my bad. Sorry, Samael. You were already calm. You were just messing around, weren't you?
You don't hear a growl or anything.
Right?
Could say.
Samael, what were you doing? I'm gonna roll a nature! Because even though this is Xeomars' spirit, and like, because it's his spirit, Xeomars likes it, Xeomars is still really aware that this is still a whole Ananas. That we're trying to do something.
And what are you asking it specifically?
I'm just trying to get a location on its mood, on its intents.
On intents on what?
What?
Playing with Damien?
Yeah, I'm trying to understand my Ananas
better. Okay.
Basically. To see if it's like really good or not. I got an 8.
Can Lilith assist?
I got an 8.
I don't know. Boom, 10.
Yeah,
that's all you need, baby.
Your thing looks like dope. Like it's chill with Damien. And all of you rolling inside.
Okay. Nice.
And you come to the realization that the Ananas is chill with Damien.
I
got
19. I also have 19.
Both of you guys realize that, huh? Damien's also really chill with Alexandra and Mia.
I guess. You're
rubbing the Ananas.
Yeah.
Just like samples.
Do you ask that?
I'll ask.
Okay.
The thing is, it seems like you have like a knack for animals. Well.
Spirits.
Beast spirits?
Beast spirits.
Oh, yeah. I don't know. Right?
Well, I guess you can turn into a fox.
They just typically never attack me.
I wonder if it works
there all sorts of monsters? Or is it just bonded ones? Or is it just animals in
general? I don't know.
Sorry, go on.
I guess, have I ever interacted with a non-bonded beast around you guys?
Huh. Honest that we fought, I guess.
He never interacted with him by himself. You guys are always right. There.
Yeah.
Huh. By himself. I don't know. I don't think so.
You know what that means, Damien? We should go on a monster hunt.
And then, because you guys weren't there on...
on
his adventure with Ruko. Creatures attacked.
Ruko.
Huh.
Alright.
Interesting.
Oh.
Noted.
Oh. Can I roll an investigation? Like, making the connection of, like,
how... Sure, roll an investigation.
Okay, cool. Let me roll an investigation.
I will also roll an investigation.
17 so will I.
Plus... I got
18. I got a
19. I don't have anything. I have 5 at best.
I'm so sorry.
No, that's good.
So, Vera and Ziomaris, you guys kind of independently come to the conclusions that it seems if Damien, it seems as if you can hypothesize that beasts don't attack Damien. And now... I'm gonna leave it up to you to rationalize to your characters why you think that. Come on, logic your way through.
In character or just out of character?
In character.
Cause the thing is,
you don't have to talk through it in character. Just the information you're using would be in character.
Okay.
Nah. The accent song, right?
Okay.
And now this is my Vera voice. This is my Sam voice. There's a very distinct difference. I appreciate your accent, Ava.
We're not allowed to talk with them together, because the only thing is, Ziomaris doesn't really know that much about Damien.
You guys could sidebar.
I'm gonna sidebar.
All 3 of us?
No.
I don't mind.
Only the people who actually pass their role. I've been going out with, what's his name?
Damien and Sam Aya.
Yeah.
Yeah, go
dang.
On.
All right.
You boys go play.
Wait, are you really going to walk over to Sam Aisle?
No. I was kidding.
Yeah.
Just duck. It's fine. Just get on your belly and crawl. Cover your head.
Well, as long as you... And you can listen to our sidebar if you want.
Let's get coming here. Get in here. We're changing our tune. Come over here. All the kids, come over here. So, yeah, Ziomaris. I rolled an insight. And seeing your reaction, you might have also come to the realization that beasts don't attack Damien, and I think it might have something to do with the fact that, considering I got set on fire, it was very otherworldly, and did not burn me, and it wasn't really typical to fire that's from here, I guess. That might be a connection of why these songs are taken, because they see something other, maybe.
So are you suggesting that Damien's, he kind of looks over at Damien, not from around here?
Yeah.
The fire was weird.
The thing is, I should probably just investigate that myself, and also like trying to. Since we're tied together, I should probably, I've been trying to do research on what that means, but since the room goes away and comes, there's not really a definitive way to study it head on.
You can also probably just ask Damien.
I've tried it. He doesn't really know either.
Because my logical conclusion is that he might also just be a beast spirit himself.
Huh. But beast spirits attack other beast spirits.
I was about to say, because he's also bonded, but the thing is, that doesn't necessitate that they won't attack each other.
He could just be like the top of the food chain kind of thing. I don't know.
Because I was just thinking maybe they're not even on his radar, or Look. Oh. Can I put our spirit goggles on? Huh. Does that do anything before rocking me? I'm gonna... No? I'm gonna put my spirit goggles on. That's a roll for that?
Yeah.
Nature or Arcana?
What's your tag? Hold on. Arcana's high. Dang, I got an 8.
It's not like Zeomars hasn't mentioned kind of the danger y'all are in, but every time we put on the spirit goggles, Zeomars is just like,
don't look at me.
I'm so sorry.
I got an 8. Can I have ego help?
Yeah.
Thank God. Please, please ego. 14. So, 10.
Yeah, you activate them. And who are you looking at?
I'm gonna look at Damien. That's so, who we're talking about. 15.
I also, if we're all putting on our spirit.
Might as well. I don't do it.
So, is it just... You're just looking at Damien.
I'm looking at both of them, Damien and Samael.
I'm sorry.
No, it's okay. It's my fault for trying.
When you look at
Damien. I'm so sorry.
You can't get Icarus. You
can't get help.
Okay.
Didn't matter.
Can I help
my friend with this skill that they
do? Icarus does not help.
Well,
I rolled a 2 twice in a row.
Okay. So you weren't gonna get that anyways.
It wasn't meant to be. It's fine.
I'm still sleepy.
It's fine.
It's alright. Go ahead, Derek. It's alright. Walk it off.
So Samael's on top of Damien. But Samael, there is a nothing there within the spirit realm because it's void. Mm-hmm. With Damien, it's a bit more confusing. You see what seems to be a red, fiery magic just constantly being pushed out of his body. Like an aura being pushed out to the point where you see in the darkness that you can only think represents Samael, there's flickers of red flowing through it. Not enough to ignite it, but like enough to where it's just like, oh, even the void is being somehow touched by this. And at the same time, you see a very clear, like, within the flames, nothingness.
How big?
Across the entire form.
Is it like the void?
Yeah, it's the nothingness.
Oh my god.
It's in the shape of a person.
We don't have a lot of time on that, do we? Lilith, is there any way for us just kind of suck the boy back? Is that a possibility?
Oh, nature.
I got 8. Wait. Yeah, Phoenix fruit. Bam. And now I have a 13.
You get the impression that the answer is no. The answer is that it seems as if rather than it staying in his body and circulating through his body has absorbed it.
Can I also make these connections because I'm looking at him, or...
You don't know enough about the void off the top of your head.
That's fair.
Yeah, that's what a Shadowmancy degree will get you.
The teacher's a hack, and I'll stand by that.
Can Damien, like, use the void now?
The thing is, hold on. If Damien's my spirit, and he has void in him, and I'm attached to him through a rune I can't see, can I look at myself just for a moment?
You look down, and you're like, oh shit.
I'm gone.
Sure, you can look at yourself.
Can I look? What do I see?
I mean, your eyes are still on.
Yeah,
so.
But what do I see?
We both look at Vera.
So, this is like, you guys are looking at each other really close. I'm gonna need you guys to roll a perception. Sorry, an investigation.
Nat 20.
Really?
Yeah, for real, for real. Check it, baby!
Oh, wow.
What is it? Investigation? I got an 18.
Joshua, you want to turn it on to look? See?
Okay, let's...
You want to turn it on so you can even be clued in just a little bit?
I
want to
be included. I turn it on. Arcana, I roll a 15.
Yeah, sweet. Right. Now roll an investigation.
Roll an investigation.
Oh, look at that.
Investigation is what? Wisdom? No, intelligence. Unnatural 20.
Oh, sweet.
Everyone's in the loop.
Wow. Welcome to the loop. Welcome to the loop.
So, as I'm you awake guys, now.
Are you guys are staring down... Vera, you're seeing a bright fire that's not the hellfire, but the bright fire that represents ego just circulating through her body. Mm-hmm. And it seems to be smashing through her any of the magic stores that she has.
Magic what does she have?
Stores. Because all humans have, all mortals have one point of mana. You see it sort of eclipsing everything in Vera's being.
Ooh. And now I know what we're gonna do today. Picking this out.
Yeah, sorry, Mariah, we're gonna.
Mariah.
We got bigger fish now.
That's not all you guys see. That's all you guys see. But you got a nat 20. Within the fire that is represented by ego, you're also seeing flecks of very clear and divine, very clear golden magic.
Can I roll an arcana to just figure out what this magic is?
Thing to see.
Okay.
So it's circulating throughout their body. It's small like flakes. It's like glittering gold going up and through the body. And then in Vera's right hand, where you saw the void magic before, you're able to see a bit closer that the void magic seems to be being held back by the gold magic.
I don't even have to roll for that. Do I have to re-roll to remember what we talked about in class?
No, but what did we talk about in class?
Oh, in class. Okay. Magic. In class, we talked about how I asked the professor about how we were talking about the void virus. Not like the void virus, but kind of like void infection and how it spreads and how there's not really a lot that's they found that could hold it back except for maybe divine magic. Mm-hmm. And if Damien looks like that and Vera's hand before was already showing signs of the void magic within it, but these golden flecks of magic are seemingly holding it back in spite of that, it should have spread at least like a bit more than that by this point. So would that not be divine magic? Isn't there, like, a good chance that that could just be divine magic? Where's Orion?
Let me look at you. Let me compare.
Can Ivan make the connection? Because since he knows that Vera comes from, like, the royal family, can I just make the connection that it's because of her family's magic?
I think it's definitely...
Does it tell you that?
They didn't tell Zeomarisnap that.
No, I mean, did you tell them about...
Oh, that's right. It is something that's zero.
I gotta be... Oh, about the gold magic?
Yeah, because yeah. Like you rolled that nat 20.
Right. I gotta be real. Zeomars isn't gonna tell me yet. I don't know. Vera has been very clear that there's stuff that she's hiding, mm-hmm. and Zeomars hasn't really been in on that. But Vera's gotten like they're friends now, or at least becoming friends. So he doesn't want to blow up her spot, not knowing the depth of what she's hidden.
That's fair. We should really have a talk. It's been a few weeks. It's been 2 weeks.
It's been like 2 weeks, maybe two and a half.
Okay. I'm getting good vibes from this friend.
I'm getting good vibes.
We're in a game together.
Yeah, we're in a game.
I'm the leader.
We're talking about licks.
The Ix is you.
I gotta make sure that my gang members are good. Anyways, yeah, I don't tell them right now. I'm just like,
wow, we should really have a talk
together.
And you're not looking at anyone else in the room.
I might as well,
looked at Vera, looked at Samael, looked at Damien. Let's look at Ivan and me, I guess.
Yeah.
What else are we doing?
Yeah, I'm gonna
look at Ivan next.
We're gonna spirit check everyone.
Ivan, you're next.
Sure.
Let's go.
Roll an investigation.
Do I have to roll an investigation for my own body?
Yeah.
10.
It's fine.
I got a 7.
Not do as well. It's like a
13.
I know, right?
Sorry, Evan.
You gonna have anyone roll to help?
Oh, yeah, right.
I'll pick a roll to help.
Yo, Samael!
Iker helps. I have 12.
Can Samael help me?
Sorry, they help me. It's up to a 9.
Or is he over there doing something?
Can I have David help me? No, that's too much.
I only need two more. I got it. Lilith helped.
What's your
score? So now I have a 15.
15, okay. That was very minimum of what I needed.
Really?
Yeah.
So I perceive nothing about myself.
I just have a magic. I just have a mana pool. It's like this blue, like mortal magic. Like, it's whatever. It's blue. It's natural spirit magic. That's also what you see. It's like, oh, that's kind of boring, but okay.
Oh. Sorry, Ivan.
What Zohar sees.
Oh, snap!
I perceive all. See all.
Oh, snap.
You see the destructive Vaconic magic that's being hidden by the veneer of mortal magic. In the endless pit of destruction that has, and that it's currently fighting with a golden magic.
What?
So it's a hurricane of pure destruction and golden magic fighting against each other within Ivan's very magical soul.
Are they flex like Vera's, or if it's fighting something that's already that formidable, is it like stronger?
It's stronger.
Stronger than flex. Got it.
Are you gonna tell him?
I feel like this is a one-on-one conversation for both of us. I feel like
as head gang leader, just have meetings with everyone. It's about your teaching style. So you have gold fighting.
What the hell is going on with y'all?
You're friends with us.
You're a genetic freak, and you're not normal. Zeomars looks at himself.
Roll an investigation and look at Zeomars.
Dang, babe.
I don't have anything.
I need to get you investigation. I get a natural 20.
I got a 10. I'm overwhelmed. I could not. Dearmars could deal with if something was happening with him, but right now we're focused. We're red string on corkboarding it right now.
So a natural 20.
Yes.
So when you look at Xiomaris, you see nothingness.
Mm-hmm. Is it like the same nothingness that they saw in
Samael? Mm-hmm. But then you also see over the nothingness, you see
ooh, a picture.
Sorry, audience. You don't get to see this part.
Derpus poised over a dry erase board, holding a thin blue dry erase marker.
You see the silhouette of the nothingness that's outlined against the alive world, and then a green eye starts staring back at you.
Ugh. One green eye?
One green eye.
Creepy.
Roll a constitution.
What? Okay. Hold on. Let me write my notes. A green eye. Oh my god. Oops. I'm sorry. I've been rolling well this whole time. And the only time I need to roll a constitution, that's when I do not do well. I'm so sorry. I got a 7.
You got a 7?
Can I get
Ego
to help?
You get Ego to help.
She. Ego. Yo, what's that? She helps.
Was it a nat 20?
It was a 19.
Dang.
So it just helps too. So it's just a 9 now. If I could get to 10. If I could get to 10, I'd be fine.
You hear a deep command reverberate into through your head. Stop.
Oh my god.
Perceiving. Do you stop?
Yeah. I'm turning around.
You gonna turn off those steer goggles?
Oh, you know what? I will. We've already checked everyone else up. I am fine. I am satiated.
You have to roll to turn it off.
Okay. You have to roll to turn it off. I thought
you do.
Me? Okay. Hold on. Let me. Oh, thank God. I got a. Does it roll? Does it add anything? I got a 17.
It's a
nature. Or Arcana.
Or Arcana, you're right. 17. 19. I have another natural 20.
Okay, that does it. It shuts off. You need a 20 to shut it off.
Wow. Really?
Yeah.
Oh my god.
Is that like every time or just for this specific instance?
No, that's just because of what Blair is currently doing.
That's fair.
I don't know what the heck that is.
I don't know either.
We're gonna have a meeting.
You wanna investigate that at all?
I'm gonna investigate. Right.
Are you gonna like relay that information to us?
You gonna try to talk to that voice?
He said to stop perceiving. You're right.
You're gonna investigate.
I got a 1.
Fascinating.
Wait. So how are you trying to investigate?
I don't know. He said to investigate. I'm sorry.
You give me a way that you're gonna investigate.
The way I was gonna investigate was just like try to have. See if I remembered something from class or something, or like, I'm like, this green eye is significant in any kind of way. Rokander?
And you came to that conclusion yourself?
Yeah. That was just now. That was the real life
scene. Roll another constitution.
Oh no!
It told you to stop perceiving.
You told me to investigate. You trapped me.
He said, do you want to investigate? Right? Like, I don't know what to do for you, bud.
I got you still investigating.
Stop perceiving.
Oh.
Yeah, I'll roll to investigate.
Does this count as a dark artifact?
No, this is a person.
Wow, that's messed up. Oh, yeah, Xeomars is a dark artifact. Boy, I bet you wish you had joined the boy club now.
Great. I don't have time. Four. I have a four.
Finding riddles all over the school.
And that was for, wait, that was for Constitution again?
Yeah.
Good. Oh, I'm sorry. I thought that was for investigation. I got a five. Sorry, that didn't help anything. I have a five now.
Meets it, beats it.
Can I have little, can I have ego?
Yeah,
you're beating. Oh, okay, sorry. I thought Derek was meeting me. So he beat me.
So, didn't want this to happen. You feel a sharp pain go through your head. So you're going to take 2d6 damage.
Damn.
As you feel something burrowing into your mind, trying to rip off every mention of Rokander out of your mind.
Oh my god.
But it fails, but you can feel it just like...
Still trying, grabbing at it.
Also, babe, you named the country. Like, there's an entire... Yeah.
Stop perceiving!
Whatever.
Does she still take the 2d6?
Yeah, you still take 2d6, but because ego's sealed within you, and because of some other things, you're able to...
Push it out?
Push that stuff out.
Just out of curiosity.
Push out the bad energy.
How's our sanity doing?
Why
would you even
suggest
that?
I
Derek didn't forget. I'm just overeager. I'm overeager.
Oh, thank God, I've got three.
And then as this presence is leaving your mind, you hear a deep, I see you. Samoon Atlas.
Oh my God.
And the presence is gone. And you're gonna take a 10 to your sanity.
Take a
10? Yeah.
A 10 hit to my sanity?
Yeah. So from 100 to 90.
Wow.
Okay.
Isn't it fun being friends with me?
I'm a scam.
ZMR 6 at everyone? Whoa, gold? Wow, what is that?
Oh, sorry, mine doesn't have that part.
Vera looking Zio. Oh my god.
I'm 10% less sane now.
Yeah.
Stop perceiving.
Imagine what you do, what you feel like if I didn't take my vitamins.
Given what happened, can Vera conclude that Zero Mars is a ghoul or no?
Can I?
Damien also looks like that, so I don't
That's
know.
Fair.
Yeah.
That wasn't an eye that I saw.
You didn't score that high.
That's
sad.
I mean, you could. I mean, the thing is, I'm not trying to hide it. I just think it's funny.
No, that's fair.
That's fair.
Are you worried about what I am right now? Are you really worried about what Zeomars is?
The thing is, I'd probably just tell you right now. It's just like, oh.
There's a weird green eye in you.
There was a green eye in you.
So you're saying that in care?
Yes!
Okay. It's a Vera voice, can you tell?
It's my Vera voice. This is my Sam voice.
Huh.
Vera. Sam.
I feel like I heard about something like that happening. I don't know, really.
The thing That's is, good to know. It was very threatening. I don't feel great.
I'm sorry.
It threatened you?
It threatened me.
The eye.
It was very intimidating if you saw it. It did like a very old messy voice. As soon as I like noticed it, it told me to stop perceiving. I was like, "Huh, green eye. You're from Rokander," and then I got clocked. It was not a great experience.
Well, maybe just don't look at me anymore.
Can I make the connection that is it like the same kind of green that was put into him with through Orion?
You wouldn't know. You didn't see it.
Oh, I didn't see...
The eye.
Oh,
that's
no,
why
but...
You're safe.
I thought since she said green, that's fair. It could be a forest green.
Slime green. Estu green.
Chartreuse.
Kind of pea colored.
Ugh.
You hear someone come to the top of the stairs. Oh, hey guys. Mariah's getting impatient waiting up here.
Oh,
right.
Oh, I forgot. That was...
We do have guests.
Doing a lot down here. Thanks, Eve.
let's mosey on up. Damien, your benefactress is here.
Oh, Mariah's here?
Yeah. She's waiting in the kitchen. I told her to help herself.
Oh, great. Let me go ahead and put this down. And he puts the pickaxe. And then he grabs Samael by the head, yanks it off his head, and slams it down on the ground. Run! Get out of here!
Oh my god.
He yanks what off of his head?
Samael.
He slams Samael down on the ground?
Yeah.
Why?
Why?
You never trained a dog before?
Anyways, Ivan's already booking it.
No, I have not.
Ivan saw him like pick him up and slam him down on the ground. Ivan's already gone.
Alright.
Why are you agitating this Adonis?
Showing it who's boss. Alright. Let's mosey. What we do?
You guys make it back to the kitchen. A lot of revelations have happened so far.
Yeah.
I'm not the same woman I was this morning.
It's only like 7:30. Only like 30 minutes have passed.
Oh my god.
Nice of you to make me wait.
We apologize.
Apologies.
Sorry, we went through a lot earlier.
Or complications.
I'm gonna sit down.
There's a lot of complications. I see that you have a Anonis.
So do you.
My family has an Anonis. I do not have one.
Oh, well,
And that is why I'm here today. As much as I loathe to ask it, there's currently a problem overtaking a city. The city that you guys, I assume, care for.
More or less.
So, are you aware of something called the Void Virus?
Ooh. I was afraid of this.
I've heard about it.
Mars was afraid of this.
My father is always anticipating more financial gain within this city. And he has released on the market a battle drug synthesized.
Battle stimulant.
Synthesized from an Anonis. It's him trying to replicate the Void Virus. I need your help to shut down the production. And also to teach my dad a lesson.
Is she just looking at me, or is she just looking at the whole group?
You're in charge.
Oh, I am in charge. Wait a second. Yeah, we're standing up straight, our arms are folded, we're listening sagely, we're nodding our head. Yeah. Zeomars looks around to the other, like, leaders in the group just to get a quick gauge, because Zeomars is about to say yes.
I nod my head yes.
Ivan nods his head yes. He's making waffles in the kitchen.
Yep. The other three.
Damien looks at you, it looks at Mariah, and she's like, what exactly is this thing doing? Mariah looks around, it's just like, well, the Void Virus could lead to death, but could also lead to some positive benefits of order to survive it. But barely anyone survives it. So, my father made a Void Elixir, which amplifies any individual fighter's magic. What that means for you guys is that when someone drinks this elixir, this Void Elixir, any mana points they have is multiplied by 10.
Oh my gosh.
Does it then include their spirits? Or just...
Yeah.
Yeah, no, that makes sense. It would just go to this race as well.
But after 3 hours, their mana points drop to zero.
After 3 hours?
Mm-hmm. That's quite the adrenaline rush.
That's... What? After 3 hours, it drops to zero, so you get one good fight in, a couple good, like a good tournament in, and then you drop dead. So I'll say it's in character. That's ridiculous.
It sounds really dangerous.
That's ridiculous.
I was afraid of this.
Oh, you knew this would happen?
Willa. I know of the effects of the Anas, which is why Samael stays down in the mines, kind of away from everyone else, and why I had us buy those breathing masks.
Oh.
Typically, this happens with beasts and humans when it comes to destroying the town, so I was hoping that since they had a dead one, and it's mostly kind of a gas, they wouldn't go poking in to those sorts of things. But also, we didn't really have a place to store a giant anonymous body.
That's very true. So,
I get it.
Seemed like easy cleanup at the time.
Damien was just like, I guess we just gotta take it then.
Yeah, we'll go out and we'll destroy all void elixirs. Might as well.
Can't think of anyone more fitting.
Okay.
Crack.
Well, gather your stuff and let's go.
Okay.
He turns to Eve. Eve, you coming with or you wanna set this one out?
I'll come with. Well, is that a good idea?
She can calm the spirits if they're singing.
You're right. When you're right, that's why you're the leader.
She's not a fighter though, right?
No, that's why we're gonna have to cover her. The void virus makes people exceptionally aggressive.
Gotcha. I can help with that. I can help with cover.
Nice.
And so you guys spend the time gathering your stuff. We'll go over exactly what you grab later. Are you guys getting into the magical car that Mariah brought, or are you guys getting on your own?
I have a sweet ride.
The thing is, would my wolf fit in her car?
No.
Then yeah, I'll just take my mount.
Okay.
I'll also take my mount.
Sweet.
Mm. Also, there's a sunroof, and they know this.
It's a magical car?
Yeah.
I want someone to ride with Mariah. Zeomaris will ride with Mariah to try to get more information on what's happening. But also, what's up? What's the card?
Eve is also riding with Mariah.
Nice.
Thanks.
And I assume Samael is following us for this one. Or not? I don't know. Is that good? I'm chilling.
So, you guys leave the compound. You guys are going on their way. In the car, Mariah's just like, yeah, we don't have much time as we're setting this up. So, it's a quick in and out. We go to the warehouse. We destroy it. We come back. We might have to fight a researcher or two that has the information, but once that is done, I will authorize 10 gold in everyone's account.
Oh.
Does that sound acceptable for?
Oh.
Would that sound acceptable for you and Damien?
Damien is also. We look with Damien. We link eyes.
Damien's with the.
Oh. Yeah. Just kidding.
This is you, like.
Then yeah, I'm big bossing it. This is my big bossing moment.
Okay.
This is what I'm the leader for.
10 gold.
And what are we doing with the research that was put into this?
I don't care. I'm gonna destroy it and keep it.
I wanna keep the research.
Yeah, it's up to you.
Alright. In that case, all sounds for a blam. Let's do it.
Real quick, is Orion with us?
Okay. What? Orion's not with us? What's the drink for this?
I just wanted to double check.
Where is Orion? Where in the world is Orion Rodrigo?
It's alright. I got it. I don't have a solution to where Orion is.
Roll of perception.
Oh, God.
Can I ask Dave? Oh, sorry. I was at a...
Roll of perception.
Okay.
Oh. 13.
got a 6.
Yeah.
My advantage roll was a 1, so...
I need a 16 for everyone to see this anyway. Well, the other person who sees it is Damien.
Dope.
Guys, watch out! As you feel what feels to be a gale force wind drop on you guys.
Okay.
It feels like you guys were hit by a car as the magic car crushes on top of it.
As a reaction, can Zilmarx is already kind of like in the process of holding his hand out to like cinch the deal.
Mm-hmm.
Can he kind of like try to grab Mariah to safety and kind of shield them both?
Sure.
What do I need about?
Thanks, Aaron.
And it is a 16.
So you're able to grab Mariah into yourself and kind of cover both of you guys with your cloak as the car collapses and spins and crashes. But Eve, no one caught Eve.
What? I forgot Eve was in the car. Can I grab them both?
I guess money was too...
I forgot Eve was with us. No, Zilmarx is just already in the motion. Eve.
What are you doing?
The thing is, seeing this, I'm going to check on the car.
Oh, no. You've been... The thing is, the pressure is also hitting you. So I'm giving you a chance to...
To react?
Yeah.
Oh, my God. I'm terrible under pressure.
Are we still on our mounts, or did it...
Yeah, you're still on your mounts. The thing is, you and your mounts are currently being crushed. As if you're hit by a car.
From above, correct?
Yeah.
Okay.
Oh. I forgot. I have new armor. I just have a plus to dexterity saving throws. I was over here using my Phoenix root stuff.
Damien tries to grab you. Does not work.
Oh, can I activate Damien? Sorry. Let me. Where's my phone? I just had it.
I'm going to stop you right there. And that's where we're going to end the chapter for today.